Yeah, my hot take was any power play in the NHL with a shot like Patrick Laine's on the second unit is just a curious decision and perhaps not the most efficient way to run a power play. Then you sort of go through and you've got four lefties and a righty on the top unit with Mark Scheifele being the righty. I was curious as to who would take the draws because Scheifele struggled on the faceoff circle, but he was good last night because Andrew Kopp would have been an option as well. The thing that really impressed me, or I think that was clearly the theme of the day, was speed. And they talk about it all the time. NHL is a fast game. Paul Maurice prioritizes speed. There's a lot of fast players on the Jets. But if you look at the very first power play the Jets had, the moment they got possession of the puck, they were whipping the puck around the zone as fast as they could. And it led to nearly 2 minutes of possession inside the Canucks zone. A lot of good opportunities. Kyle Connor nearly put one away as well. So I think that, you know, whether this is the long-term look or not, if we just think about the moment and what Winnipeg really needed was some more creative and faster puck movement, and I think they delivered. They got the goal. It was the first game of the season that Winnipeg's special teams, their power play outscored what their penalty kill gave up, and that was significant and a huge part of the win. So short-term, it paid right off.